The shocking statement of the mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani, in his campaign was that when Bibi Netanyahu comes to New York City, he will arrest him because under international law, he is a criminal for the war crimes that he did. Again now, in an interview, Zohran Mamdani was asked, if Bibi Netanyahu comes to New York City, will you arrest him? And if you watch the interview, he gives a very vague answer. He says, I will do whatever New York City law allows me to do. Purposely not saying he will or won't. But what he's certainly doing is inciting negativity against Bibi Netanyahu and the Jewish people as a whole. This does not make people feel positively towards Jews. When people look at this incident, they say, what's he doing? Oh no, well, it doesn't make any sense. He must be appealing to the far left, all the people who don't like Israel. He must be trying to talk to them because he has no basis for what he's saying. People say, no, he's just crazy. Yeah, obviously he's not crazy, he's a very smart person. He's the mayor of New York City. People are all judging what happened, whether he's being ridiculous or not, whether he actually has the right to do it, whether or not America goes by those laws, which they don't, of the international court. And when a person's looking at this, and then look at that aspect, and that aspect, and that aspect, and that aspect, they are missing the boat. They don't realize that Mayor Zohran Mamdani is giving them the greatest gift by saying what he's saying. What does it mean is the greatest gift for him to come and say, yeah, when Bibi Netanyahu comes, I am going to arrest him, which again seems to be a ludicrous statement, or him implying that he has any such ability to do so. It's not about the arrest, it's not about his capabilities, it's not about his campaign statements, it's about one thing. How is the Jewish person supposed to react to this? How is the Yid supposed to take in what he's saying? The answer is, throughout history, what has been the downfall of the Jewish people? We have to take what Zohran Mamdani is giving us as the ultimate gift, because it's helping us avoid our downfall. The Beis HaLevi explains that when we were in the first Golus, the first exile, Mitzrayim, what kicked it off? What got it started? What put us in that exile, that Golus path? Yes, we kept our names, our clothing, and our language. But we said, says the Beis HaLevi, we are going to be Jewish Mitzrayim. We are going to assimilate into their society. We are going to be like them, one of them, in our day-to-day lives. We want them to accept us. The Nitziv in the end, Shir Shirim, has an essay on anti-Semitism. He explains, similarly to the Beis HaLevi, that what brings on anti-Semitism? When we assimilate. That's what happened, says the Beis HaLevi, in the first Galus. That's why the Mitzrayim had the Koyach and how they came against us to go put us in the first exile. Says the Nitziv the same thing. That throughout history, what has caused our downfalls? What has caused our tragedies? What has caused our challenges? When we say, I'm going to assimilate. I'm going to be a Jewish non-Jew. I'm going to be a Jewish American. Should you be an American who's a Jew? Yes. You shouldn't be someone who's defined by the non-Jewish culture around them, defined by the world, as opposed to being defined by Yiddishkeit, and then needing to do things that come up in the world and using its beneficiary aspects for the positivities in your life, be it health-wise, be it parnasa-wise, be it politically. Yes, we need to deal with and work with the world around us, and Hashem gives us amazing gifts throughout that world. But we can't become a part of the world which is not us. This has been our downfall throughout history. Explains Reb Chaim Volozhiner famously in a statement that when the Jews make Kiddush, when we sanctify ourselves, be a holy nation, then the Goyim, the non-Jews, will make Havdalah. What causes our downfall throughout history? When we stop sanctifying ourselves, uplifting and being above, separate from the non-Jews, we have to be in our own world. Of course, have to have positive relationships. Be positive, be a light. But never to define yourself and become part of the non-Jewish nation. We are the Jewish nation. We are a light onto the other nations. We have neshamas. We are drastically different in every single solitary way. And we can have beautiful, normal, standing relationships with the non-Jews around us. And we should, and we have to have our karas hatov for everything they do, but never chas v'shalom, to make an identity out of our surroundings. We have to surround ourselves with the Jewish identity. And this is the famous statement the Satmar Rav says when explaining the Haggadah. It says, V'hi sha'amda l'avoseinu v'lanu. It stands for us and our forefathers. What's the it? It goes on to say that not just one nation tried to destroy us, not just the Mitzrayim or any other nation. Throughout history, the nations have constantly gotten up to destroy us, and Hashem has saved us from those nations. But what has stood for us as a savior? Why has Hashem saved us? It says Satmar of Yishamda. It stands for us as a savior, that which they come against us to destroy us in that generation and every generation. Because then it makes you realize you are a Jew, you are separate, you have your mission to bring the Geula, to bring out spirituality, to learn Torah and connect to Hashem and connect all those around you, Takadosh Baruch Hu. That is your mission. You think, oh, I'll get mixed in with non-Jewish society, become a little friendly with this person, I'll mix in with those people. Why are we not allowed to have a non-Jew cook for us? Because we might marry into them. Because we might assimilate, chas v'shalom. When you're at work, when you're with friends, when you're going out, of course, be friendly. Make positive relationships, but don't assimilate and become part of them. This is the gift that the mayor of New York City has given us. He makes you feel that I have no connection as a person to that society. We're Jewish. We're proud. This is what we want. Are his statements seemingly not realistic? Yes. But they tell us the reality which we live in. And that's where the Jewish people distinct from non-Jewish people. So people are getting very upset about what he's saying. To me, I'm joyous. It's beautiful. Nothing is practically going to happen from it. It doesn't do anything. But it makes me realize that I have no connection, part, or reality with that reality. I'm in the Torah reality, in the Hashem reality, in the Yiddishkeit reality, in the spirituality reality of Sinai. We're coming up on Tisha B'Av. And this is what we must focus on. To become the Am HaNivcher, to identify as the Am HaNivcher, to identify as the people who are chosen, beloved, and uplifted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what we have to be focusing at this time. To be the nation who is the nation to bring out the light in the world, to bring out the Kedush in the world, to bring out the love of Hashem in the world. And that's what Hashem asks of you at this time. To recognize, identify, and live like a Yid in the highest way. And then we'll have Hashem's protection. Then we won't have the nations hurting us, chas v'shalom. When do the non-Jews stop making Havdalah? When do we get affected? When we stop making Kiddush. When we stop uplifting ourselves above and beyond and knowing that we're the chosen nation. Let's stop all the future Tisha B'Avs. Let's bring back the Beis HaMikdash. Let's stop the anti-Semitism. Let's bring the Geula by knowing who we are.